A strange calm succeeded my first alarm. I sat down upon the step of the door and watched the awful scene in silence. The fire was raging in the cedar swamp, immediately below the ridge on which the house stood, and it presented a spectacle truly appalling. From out of the dense folds of a canopy of black smoke, the blackest I ever saw, leaped up red forks of lurid flame as high as the treetops, igniting the branches of a group of tall pines that had been left for saw logs. A deep gloom blotted out the heavens from our sight. The air was filled with fiery particles, which floated even to the doorstep, while the crackling and roaring of the flames might have been heard at a great distance. To reach the shore of the lake, we must pass through the burning swamp, and not a bird could pass over it with unscorched wings. The fierce wind drove the flames at the sides and back of the house up the clearing, and our passage to the road or to the forest on the right and left was entirely obstructed by a sea of flames. Our only ark of safety was the house, so long as it remained untouched by the fire. I turned to young Thomas and asked him how long he thought that would be.
"When the fire clears this little ridge in front, ma'am, the Lord have mercy on us then, or we must all go."
I threw myself down on the floor beside my children and pressed them to my heart, while inwardly I thanked God that they were asleep, unconscious of danger, and unable by their cries to distract our attention from adopting any plan which might offer to effect their escape.